You're listening to SBS News.
We're speaking with Carmen Garcia, who's CEO and founder of Community Corporate. Now, Carmen, you've recently launched a new South Australian Skilled Migrant Job Support Centre. What exactly does it do?
The South Australian Skilled Migrant Job Support Centre is the first of its kind in Australia, where we can create a one-stop shop to connect employers looking for talent and skilled migrants that have never known where to get started.
This has been a passion project for you for a while. Just tell us a bit about your vision.
Being able to extend our support to skilled migrants just really solves the workforce challenges we have here in Australia nationally, but it gives people a sense of purpose through work.
You're hoping to tackle a nationwide skills shortage. Can you tell us specifically where the demand is greatest and how your service will meet that demand?
This Skilled Migrant Job Support Centre is really targeting those professionals in the ICT industry, engineering, building and construction, where we've got massive projects, not only in South Australia, but nationally.
And to that end, you've got a lot of employers on board already.
We have employers from so many different industries, from health and social services, state government, federal government, engineering companies, mining companies, and a raft of people, not only from IT employers, but companies that need IT. What I'm hoping to show them today is we're going to make it easy. We're going to source, screen, and help them tap into that talent they've been looking for. And all we're asking for is to give them a chance.
Can you tell us why your approach works?
I think the key to our success is we have an employer-led model. We listen to our employers. We understand what challenges they face. But like the migrants and refugees, employers also need a bit of confidence and they need connections. That's where Community Corporate comes in, to really build that bridge between employers looking for talent.
And with state government backing, this new skilled migrant centre runs for 1 year initially.
It's really exciting. The South Australian government have given us the opportunity to pilot our initiative for 12 months, where we hope to connect 120 new skilled migrants into employment opportunities at their occupational level here in South Australia.
But your bigger vision, actually, I believe, is to take this nationwide.
We've already had great success at Community Corporate with our Refugee Digital Cadetship, where we demonstrated refugees with overseas qualifications could meet and win jobs on merit. We saw a 250% increase in income. And so my vision is not only to help the migrants here in South Australia, but all refugees and migrants, no matter what visa they come on, across Australia.
What are many of the barriers that refugees and asylum seekers and even skilled migrants in this country continue to face? And how do you, through your unique approach, help to overcome that?
One of the challenges for refugee and migrant employment is that people consider it a charity. And we're not asking for charity. We're asking for that chance. We're asking about creating opportunities and considering talent, because so many of refugees and migrants tell us the biggest reason they don't get an interview is they don't have local experience. What we're trying to prove is that the experience they bring from overseas in a globalised world absolutely has value to companies here in Australia.
And this speaks to diversity and inclusion, which we know globally is presently under some threat.
It's really devastating to hear the conversation on diversity, equity, inclusion, and I think it's just perpetuating a sense of indifference. I think people need to remember Australia was built on migration. We have a very successful multicultural story. And think about the contributions migrants will continue to make. What has been so exciting, though, is we've seen our employer partners accelerate. They've doubled down on their commitment. I'm really proud to be working with amazing companies across Australia that know doing good is actually good for business. Here in South Australia, Deloitte did a report that demonstrated, you know, the contribution of migrants is completely being underutilized. That could have an impact of $2.2 billion for gross state product. And we've also seen national research studies to the same. What we're trying to articulate to the broader community is there are migrants that want to work. They have the skills to meet your needs. It's just about opening a door to opportunity.
So just turning to your social enterprise now, Community Corporate, what exactly is it and how does it work?
Community Corporate is a certified social enterprise. Essentially, we're like a recruitment company and we're multicultural workforce specialists.
Tell us a bit about when it started and why you felt it was needed.
Community Corporate started in 2013, and it was really because I saw the real disconnect between corporates and communities. They weren't connecting. They weren't able to have a conversation and really share that ambition they have for our social and economic prosperity. So I felt like I'd becoming a translator and helping bridge that gap. My mum is a migrant from the Philippines, and she's definitely influenced me being skilled as a lawyer, but having to start again in entry-level jobs and not having her overseas qualifications recognised. It reminds me how important work is for that sense of belonging and freedom and a sense of human dignity.
Community Corporate has had great success in the employment sector. Can you share some of the metrics?
Last financial year, Community Corporate helped over 1,600 people all across Australia. 90% of them came from a refugee or migrant background. And we're not only talking about those entry-level roles into hospitality and retail. We've listened. Migrants and refugees have ambitions. They have skills. So we were able to support over 250 refugees and migrants into skilled employment. We work with our refugees and migrants one-on-one through coaching, individual support and advice to really ensure that they feel confident when they're going for an interview with the employer. On the other side, we work with employers to build their confidence. We do a lot of the heavy lifting for them and the skills matching against position descriptions. And that's how we've built trust. We're saving them money, we're saving them time, and nothing's more important to a business than that today. So where we have really been able to move the needle is with people seeking asylum. Typically, there are many myths out there about work rights, but like any other Australian, they have full work rights.
Now, data shows that any new startup is really tough and around half fail in the first 4 years. Why have you been able to succeed where others haven't?
Being in small business is really tough. I'm not going to say that it's been easy, but I think, you know, what makes a big difference for me is I don't think ambition is a dirty word. Ambition is a motivator. It's what fuels me every day to solve a problem and create meaningful solutions. I honestly believe the alternative for migrants and refugees not securing employment is just not acceptable. And that's what gets me out of bed every day.
How proud are you not just of what you've achieved in your own small business, but the social impact of what your company's been able to achieve for migrants and refugees?
I'm so proud of the social impact, and really it's the collective impact that we've achieved with our employers, the settlement sector and the migrant and refugee communities. To have migrant and refugee talent on the agenda, in the spotlight, appealing to government to maybe do something differently is such a proud moment for me, because I know people now understand this matters.
And what is it about your candidates that enables them to do so well? What particular qualities do you look for?
What we look for in our candidates is a genuine attitude and positivity to take a new step and to work with us in partnership on this journey. We've been able to restore hope that many have lost because they've had so many doors closed on them. This is what I think is so rewarding for me and my team. We see people that have given up on any chance of having that financial independence to amazing success stories.
What would you like employers to most understand about the benefits of hiring skilled migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers?
I really want employers to understand that hiring refugees and migrants and asylum seekers is like hiring any other Australian. Those that are already here on our shores bring talent, skills and experience, and they just need an opportunity. Australia really is a multicultural country, but the prevalence of discrimination and unconscious bias, particularly in the workplace, is unfortunately still alive and well. I think it's important for employers to understand what equity means is not about a special chance. It's about a level playing field. We want to create equal opportunities for all. And that's what I'm asking for my refugees and migrants to be given a chance.
Well, what more can governments do, both state and federal, to help you achieve your broader vision?
I think it's important that governments understand they too have a role to play, particularly around the demand. They need to give employers confidence. And this pilot with our Skilled Migrant Support Centre actually shows employers what we can do to demonstrate value and remove risk. For us to scale up and meet the demand that we already have, we are looking for an investment from government, because I believe everyone wins if we get this right.
Community Corporate is partnering moving forward with OTR, that's On The Run. Can you tell us a bit more about this partnership?
We're so proud of the partnership we have with OTR, On The Run, a national convenience and petrol station brand. that have recently merged with Viva, expanding our reach to over 909 stations all across Australia. They have been one of our most strongest welcoming workplaces, who really opened their doors to unleashing the talent that might not have been able to get through usual recruitment processes. We do all the preparation, training and support to give them a shortlist. And through this process, they've hired over 230 refugees and migrants into the business, not only in entry-level roles, but in IT, finance, customer service. They've seen the benefit of recruiting with a social conscience, lower absenteeism, higher career progression, and a pretty impressive retention rate.
And this partnership, I believe, is expanding nationally this year. So how many more candidates might you be able to place by Christmas?
OTR have got an amazing vision to be a real welcoming workplace, and they've given us an amazing KPI to support 500 refugees and migrants into their business all across Australia by Christmas.
You became a member of the Order of Australia last year in the Australia Day Honours list for your significant services to Australia's multicultural community. That's a really great honour. As the daughter of a migrant from the Philippines, do you see yourself perhaps as a role model?
It was so humbling and a real privilege to be recognised in the Order of Australia for doing what I love and advancing our cause around diversity, inclusion and multicultural communities, particularly around employment and economic participation.
What's next for you and Community Corporate in 2025?
My big ambition for Community Corporate is I think we can do more, and we want more employers to partner with us to open doors for our skilled and entry-level opportunities. But one thing I've heard and listened to is many employers are sponsoring new migrants into the country and they still need support. Ensuring safe settlement and creating that cultural safety and belonging in the workplace is something I'm working on right now. In fact, we'll be releasing a new hiring manager's toolbox to help employers attract and retain refugee and migrant talent, thanks to some federal funding. Online, open source, free resource for all employers will be live on our website later this month in May.
Always wonderful speaking with you, Carmen Garcia. Thank you so much. That's Carmen Garcia, the CEO and founder of Community Corporate.